Fuligo Vaitzed is one other Nakuda that there's one other Nakuda regarding the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid that we spent the last few days on. A totally different discussion which has to do with the work of the Ravid. So let's just quickly review the Rambam and Ravid and just touch on the other inyan. Again, the Rambam said that if somebody is teveah someone else that he was chafa fire shichet umaris in his field, so he was teveah deme karka. So the Rambam said that deme karka is like karka, and there's no shvus ma'ida b'miktzas. If I'm teveah you money for karka and you're ma'ida and part of it, there's no din of a ma'ida b'miktzas. That was what the Rambam said. The Ravid said no. The Ravid said, as we said, that if he's teveah to fill it up, so maybe that's karka. But if he's teveah money, that's money. That's not karka. The Ravid brought a raya. His raya was, he says, it's no different than if I teveah you chavalta bishtayim. If Reuven tells Shimon, you injured me in two places, and Shimon says, I only injured you in one place, so that's a ma'ida b'miktzas. I, Adam is hukish l'karkais. We have a rule that Adam is hukish l'karka. Why don't we say that Einish born l'karkais? But derive it from here to Raya, that Mamin, the May, Damin, which comes because of karka, is not called karka, it's called domin. Because you see by chavaltabi that the money which comes because of an injury is not called adam, it's called mamin. It's a shuas ma'ida b'miktzas. So memela in Cain, the same thing should be true by karka as well. That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. He's bringing a raya. So chavaltabi shtayim, he doesn't say where he gets it from, but that's going to bring a gemara in shuas. That chaval to bishtayim, and I'm oida was chaval in one, that it's a oida b'miktzas. So that's the Ravid's raya, that the money which comes because of karka, because of adam, which is hobishal karka, has a din of money. As I state in Ravid. What does the Rambam hold? So the Tzais in Simen Tzadikei, Sivkot Ches, and others say that what is the machloikis here, the Rambam and the Ravid? It's the same machlokes that Rashi and Tosfos argue in a few places in Shas. One of them is in Kiddushin, the top Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rashi's Hoshita is that Adam is Hukish L'Karka, just like the Ravid says. And Rashi says Taka Adam is Hukish L'Karka. Tosfos writes, that's a mistake. Adam is not Hukish L'Karka. Avodim hukshu l'karkois. Din Torah of an eved is hukish l'karkois. We learn out of a pasuk. V'snachaltem oisam l'bnechem acharechem. An eved yomayrish v'yerusha l'bnechem acharechem. So the Torah uses the word nachalo, which is usually used for karka. So eved is hukish l'karkois. So Tosfos, stam odom ben chayrim is not hukish l'karka. It's unique to Eved. Only Eved is Hukish Takak. That's Taisus' sheet. But the Tzais Pashit, the Rambam holds like Taisus, that only Eved is Hukish Takak, not all Adam. And Mamela, it's not Kash, it's not a Kash from Chavaltabi. The case where you say Chavaltabi and Amoida, that Chaval. I was chayvel one, so there it's a mite of a mixas. Why don't we say it's karka? There it is, because it's not talking about an eved. It's talking about a regular adam, and the Rambam holds regular adam is not hukish l'karka. So it's very geschmack that the machlokes the Rambam derived it is the end of machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and it's a nice hesber in the machlokes. So this part of it is nice and neat. I don't think there's much to have ha'aris on it. It fits in very nice. But the Ketzais goes on. Ketzais says that the Gemara says, it's actually a Mishnah, if I say dami olai, if I'm going to give Hegdish my value, whatever I'm worth, so what do you do? You estimate the value of the person as if he was an Eved, and that's what he gives to Hegdish. Shaman Oisei Ke'eved, and that's what he gives to Hegdish as value. The Mishnah says in Erechin that when you shot something up for Beis Din, you need three experts to estimate the value. Except by Karka. By Karka, you need 10 experts. You have to have, we don't have a Pasuk, you have to have 10 experts, for Echad Mehem Kayin, and one of the 10 at least has to be a Kayin, and those 10 experts, there's a cost of when you're shocking up the value of Karka, maybe because it's harder to estimate the value of Karka, I don't know why, but we learn out of a Pasuk, that Karka needs 10 people, and everything else, the Talfalim needs 3. A person who says Domi Olai, and we're estimating his value, the Mishnah says it needs, how many people? The Mishnah says it needs 10. And that seems to make a problem with Tosis and the Rambam. The Mishnah says you need 10. If I say Domi Olai, I'm not an Eved. So I'm saying Domi Olai. So if I say Domi Olai, so the Mishnah says you need 10. So good. So that's it. The Lechayr is arrived and arrived. Stam Odom is also Karka. Because I'm a Ben Chayrim. He shots, he got my value. Chayut Araya, that all Adam is Karka. Teretz is, David, that what? That what are we doing? We're shouting up my value, ki'ilu I was an Eved. In other words, we're estimating the value of an Eved. So the Teretz must be that really the Rambam holds only an Eved is like Karka. The Mechayr is not like Karka. But when you estimate someone's value, ki'ilu he was an Eved, so then you invite the need 10 because you're estimating his value, ki'ilu he was an Eved. The carrots? No? Very good. Practic size, 1 minute. What's our case? Chaval tabi. Ruvein was chayvel and shin. Nezek, he has to pay his value. How do you shut up his value? How do you shut up his value by Nezek? Huh? Also like an Eved. So, 1 minute. If by Nezek you only shut up his value like an Eved also, so then this whole shot in the Rambam falls off. We were saying shot in the Rambam. The Chaval to be is different. Because Chaval to be, I'm a Ben Chayrin. Eben is Sukkish Lakarka. Ben Chayrin is not a Fish Lakarka. So that Teretz is no good now. Because by Nezek, we shot up your value like an Eved. And if estimating your value like an Eved gives you a Din Eved, so then Vaid did arrive at his right. Eved is Sukkish Lakarka. And it shouldn't have a Din by the Mitzvahs. Or to put it more in the form of a direct question, the question is this. Why, when I say dummy or lie, and you estimate my value as an Eved, that has a din of karka. And when I'm mazik someone, and you estimate his the value of the injury as an Eved, that has a din of metaphalim. It has a din of Adam, not of Eved. What's the difference between the two cases? How much it can be sold as an Eved? And the other... It needs a little more explanation, what you're saying. When I say dummy olai, and you're estimating the value, that has been karka. When someone is mazik me, chalila, and you're estimating the value of my hezik, so it doesn't have a din of karka. Why? By dummy olai, I also just want the shots of the value of a mechayrin. Just since there's no market, for a mechayrin, I have to go look at the value of an ether. Kosov says about karka. And we're saying an evidence of official karka.
So you're saying
I
whatever value an
evidence
would have.
I'm a bit funny. If I would be an evidence, I'd be worth a certain amount.
If you would be an evidence, they get the evaluation of this, if you would be an evidence.
And by Nezek?
If I, you're not saying it's as if you were an evidence, you're still not official karka.
Doing exactly the same thing. You're saying if he would be an evidence.
By
Domi Alai, I'm not Hukish Lakarka, but since you're estimating based on Eved, you need 10 people. When someone's Mazik me and you want to figure out my value, why don't you say the same thing? That
you do say the same thing, but you're not
Hukish. Then why do I need, well, why don't I consider that to be Karka?
Because you're still not Hukish Lakarka.
The valuation is you're evaluating as if I was Karka, but the Eved, I'm not Karka. So when we look at the money, it's not money of Karka.
You hear? You hear what he's saying? Huh? Again, when I say dummy a lie, and we get the best to estimate my value, we say that it goes with the rules of karka, and you need 10. If someone's mazik me, and I have to estimate the value of the hezik, then we say it doesn't have a din of karka. We say there's a shvus by the mitzvah, so it does not have a din of karka. There also we're estimating the man's value as an eved. Right? He says chavalti bishnayim, and he's saying chavalei chavalti ala achas. That's also hukish le'eved. So what we're saying is that there's a difference. What's the difference? What's the difference? The people are estimating. What's the difference? I mean, you have the difference. The Tzai says words that are machalic. I'm just trying to understand what it means. Well, what's the difference? It sounds like what you're saying is the difference is that by 10, the 10 people are charged with figuring out the value of an Eved. So they're working on Avad. So there, it's Hukish L'Karkai. So whoever's estimating the value is charged with figuring out the value of an Eved. By Nezek, it's taka true that the people who have to figure out the value are figuring out the value of an Eved. That's true. But the person who's paying is paying the value of a Ben Chayrin. Just the Eved is a way of figuring out the value of a Ben Chayrin. So there's a, it's like splitting a hair, but it's a chilik between the two cases. Follow? In the case where you're dealing with who estimates the value, so they're estimating the value of an Eved. It goes with the rules of karka. By the Raivitz case, Chavalta Bishtayim, Chavalta Elachas, we're not dealing with the people who are estimating the value. We're talking about the person who's Maida B'Miktsas. He is paying the value of a Mechayrin. Just that the way to figure it out is to figure out the value of an Eved. That would be a way, that's what you're saying, right? That's maybe that's what the Ketzais means. The Ketzais says in 4 or 5 words, Kilo is a double pashit, but he's mechalik between the two cases. Glad that there's another way to do it. When you shots up the value by Nezek, you figure out his value as Eved Ivri or Eved Kanani. Huh? We always say, shots up as an Eved. Which Eved? Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri works a certain amount. Eved Kanani works much more. Eved Ivri can't give to a shifta. Eved Kanani, you could. Eved Kanani is worth a lot more money than Eved Ivri. So when we shots up his value as an Eved, which one do we go with? Now, it's a machlokes rishonim. If you hold that by Nezek you estimate his value as an Eved Ivri, then the kasha falls off, because evidently is not hokish to karka. There's no hisnachalta noisam lubnecha nachrechem by evidivri. Evidivri doesn't go benachla. It's only ever knan. So, it may be, I think the Ktsoi says this, Tachtavarav, that if you hold that, that by Nezek, the estimation is based on evidivri, so then also the kasha would be answered. So you only need 10, I guess there where it's Evet Kanani you need 10. Why Domi Eli is Evet Kanani, I'm not sure. But assuming that Domi Eli is Evet Kanani and Nezek is Evet Ivri, then it would be into the Chiluk. Which I think Sois writes as a possible text. Okay, so this is the last Nakuda and Yenna Machlaikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, and we go on now back to Rapiyah. Toshma. Toshma had 20 Rami Bar Chana. Rami Bar Chana has for us a tremendous chiddush. I'm sure everyone in Shia who learned this had a hard time believing that there could be such a shita. Rami Bar Chana's shita is there's no parsha of Maida b'miktas b'chal atarakum. Rami Bar Chana holds, if you say I owe you $100, I say I owe you $50, it's not a Maida b'miktas. Maida b'miktas is only by Shmos HaShayim. That's the chiddush here of Rami Bar Chama. So let's see what he says. The Tani Rami Bar Chama. Arba Shaimim Tzvichin Kefir B'miktas Vayda B'miktas. And what of the four Shaimim Shemichinu Hashayel Neisach V'asaych? Hechidah. What is Rami Bar Chama's case? Again, you have to help cop. Rami Bar Chama is trying to figure out a case where you have what? Shvus HaShaimim and Shvus Vayda B'miktas all in one case. Okay, all in one case. Confusing, what's the case? You have to have, now, you're going to have three behemoths. Why? One behemoth, he's maida, he's paying. Obviously, you don't swear on the one that you're maida, right? And then you need two more behemoths. One behemoth on which you swear shuas hashayimrim, and one that you swear shuas maida b'miktas. That's why there have to be three animals here. The case doesn't make sense that you have two shuas plus being maida unless you have three animals that you're talking about. So you need one animal on which the nitfa is paying, one animal on which the nitfa is swearing shuas hashayimrim and his potter, and one on which he's swearing shuas maida b'miktas and his potter. Okay, you have to have that before you start the sugya, or else it's going to confuse you, this whole business with the three animals.
All right. It's only two by
yeah, the parsha is only when you have both together, and if you read the chumash, that's what the chumash seems to say. So let's see the case. The Tani Rami Bar Chama. Arba Hashem Tzirchei Kefir B'miktas Eidav Miktas Shem Echino Hashem Maisach V'Saych Eichi Dami. Lav Da Omalei Heim. So what's the case? Pashit the case would be. He tells him, what does he tell him? Pashit the case. You all went through it, I hope. What does he tell him? You have three animals. One Shvus HaShayim is on which one? On the one that he has an excuse, Nansa. Shus HaShayimrim is always on the one that he has an excuse, Nansa, or if he's a Shemachinim, he says Nigdava is Pater. The Shus HaShayimrim is the one he has an excuse on. So the one he has an excuse on, he said Nansa. Then there's one that he's paying, he's Maida. So now when he says, I'm Maida, I have to have the animal. He says, I'm going to have it, I have it. And the one that he's Maida B'miktas, that he's swearing, is the one he says, I never got such an animal. I never did Maida B'miktas. That's the case. So the Gemara says the one which is Maida is Hemach. Which is the one is Maida? The one he says, I'm Maida, I have it in my house, and it's Taka Maida to you. It's Hemach. This Gemara is the Makar for the Shach that I spoke out, that by a Pekodin, everyone agrees it's Hemach, even if you don't bring it to Bezman. The Beis Yosef's shita was that to be halach, you have to give it to someone in Bezdin. That's the Beis Yosef said. By Pekodim, the Shach brought from many Rishayim that even if I don't bring the animal to Bezdin or the Keli, I tell you, you say that I'm a Shomer for two Leichters. I say, I might be a Shomer to one, but it's in my house. My house, the place where you told me to put it, it's right there. We said that the Beis Yosef is Maida, even though normally you don't have to bring it to Bezdin. If I'm a shomer on something, then the Beis Yosef is ma'idah that that's the same as Heilach, because that's the Svara. Wherever it is, it's yours. It's where you told me to put it. So the Shach, what's the Makar for that? The Makar is this Gemara by Gimel Paris. We're saying that it's Heilach. Well, what Heilach? Who says I brought the animal to Bezdin? Why is it Heilach? Who said I'm bringing your Tevemi to Bezdin for three Paris? Who says I schlepped the par into Bezdin? Those people who need the par in the bar. So Zaktashach, he brings from the Muki Yosef and a Ritva and another Rishon and a Balamar that from this Gemara we see a Pekadin is always Heilach. Even if the Pekadin is in the house, it's also Heilach. There's a Ravid that disagrees and holds a Pekadin is not Heilach. The Ravid is later on in Perek HaShoyel on Daf Tzadi Ches. In the back, in the Agos of the Ravid on the Balamar. And the Ravid holds that Heilach, you always, like the Beis Yosef, you always have to bring it to Bezdin. And it's a Tzorachi and Gadol from this Gemara. This Gemara seems to be a Beferisha Gemara. Then I'm Maidah to you a Para. It's Lav Davka have the Para in Bezdin. It's automatic that it's a, that's Heilach automatically. So from this Gemara we see that Heilach applies to a Pekadin. How he answered a Ravid, Tzorachi and Gadol. The Gemara says, Klar, Heilachu. The Gemara answers with a new case. So it's clear that I have a par at home, that's it. At any rate, the Gemara brings a raya from here that Heilach is lav de amalei Heilach, and we see that what? That Heilach is chayiv, because you swear Shuras might give a mitzvah here. So it's a raya that Heilach is chayiv. Like, Domalai, Gimel Paras, Misarti, Lach, Umesu, Kula, Bitshia. They're all dead. There's no Heilach. They're all dead. Umesu, he's Tebeah, him, Umesu, Kula, Bitshia. He says, yeah, pay me three. They all die, Bitshia. Debi'ina, Shlume, Lach. I'm sorry. Umesu, Kula, Bitshia. But Amalai, you. And the Shemir said, Chada, Layad, Varmian. One I'm denying. Chada, Umesu, Ba'inus. The other one I'm part of is the die by. Chada meisa b'tshia, debina shlumi lach. I might have to pay one. Lav heiluchu, I have to pay you cash. So what are the three animals? Which animal is a shvus hashayimrim, and which animal is a shvus maidib miktas? Well, you figure it out yourself. I'm going to tell you a big deal. You're not going to know what I'm talking about. Look in the Gemara. There are three animals. It's very easy. Gemara says, chada, 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 right? So one of the animals I'm paying. That's easy. One is a Shvus HaShayimim, and one is a Shvus Maidah B'Miktah. So which one? Let's see. Chada, Vayhoya Dvar Me'ayimam. One I'm denying. That's Shvus Maidah B'Miktah. I'm denying one. Chada Me'Sabayimus. That is what we call Shvus HaShayimim. I say I have a Torah of Shvus HaShayimim on that. The Chada Me'Sabayimus. This is the way Rami Bar Chava learns the Gemara, learns the Din. That the one that I'm tying a Ptur Shaimrim that's not a Shuas Maidah B'Miktas, that's a Shuas Shaimrim. Where is Shuas Maidah B'Miktas when I say Ki Uzeh? The one that I totally deny. That's the only time we say Maidah B'Miktas according to this Mardi Amar. So we're going to learn the rest of the Masechta, we're not going to learn this way. But Rabbi Bachama holds that the Shuas HaShaimrim is on the one that I have an excuse, I say Nansa. And the Shuas Maidah B'Miktas is on the one I totally deny.
How would you start
on Nazi Shifra? Right. That's a custom point. Whatever you learned all your life about Maidah B'Miktas does not apply to Rav Racham. Rabbi Svara doesn't apply. It all doesn't apply. Rav Racham says there's a custom dafka in this case, in this combined case. So there's a kasha on this Gemara that the Nachlas David on our Gemara asks, and the Beis Halevi Chelak Gimel Simin Mem Aleph. They ask what seems to be a very strong kasha. We know that there's a concept of Gilgul Shua. We know that there's such a thing. It's almost like this. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, there's such a thing as Gilgul Shua. The whole Rami Bar Chama, L'chaira, is unnecessary. The whole parsha Shvuas HaShomrim is totally unnecessary, according to Rami Bar Chama. Because according to Rami Bar Chama, you only swear Shvuas HaShomrim if you're also a Maida B'Mikzas. It's the only time you swear Shvuas HaShomrim is if you're a Maida B'Mikzas. The only time you swear Shvuas HaShomrim is if you're a Shvuas HaShomrim. Right? You only swear the only time you swear is if you have both. The kasha is in Cain. If the only time that you swear is if you have the two of them. So, if so, why do I need two parshas of Shvuah? Let the Torah just say this might have been mixas, and I'll know I swear the other one, I'll give a Shvuah anyway. In this case, you have three animals. One animal I'm paying. One animal Mansa, and one animal I'm denying. The animal I'm denying, I have to swear because there's such a thing as Shvuas HaShomrim. And it's such a thing as Maida B'Mikzas. The one I'm denying, I have to accept such a thing as Maida B'Mikzas. So, even if the Torah wouldn't tell us that in the animal of Nansa, there's a din of Shvuas HaShomrim, I would know that because there's a Gilgul Shvuah. Once I'm swearing on one, Maida B'Mikzas, maybe I swear on the other one, I'll Gilgul Shvuah. So, and I'm sorry, this kasha is the Ritva's kasha. I said it's Nachos Dov. Nachos Dov based on the next kasha I'm going to ask you. This is the Ritva's kasha. And the Shita brings it from others. That why do I need? Why do I? According to Rami Bar Chama, the only time you ever swear each of these is when you have the other one. So just tell me one chiyuv shvuah on one of the animals, and I'll know you swear on the other one because gilgul shvuah is mechayev me. Once you swear on one, you swear on the other one. I don't need a pasha shvuah hashayim.
There's no pasha shvuah hashayim. You won't know if it's a shvuah
hashayim. No, but I'll know this might have been mixas. No, because once you tell me the Shuas might have been mikzas, I have to swear on, even if I'm a kaifer hakol on something, I have to swear on anything. You can even make me swear from something from 5 years ago. So even if there's no such thing as Shuas HaShomrim, if once I have to swear Shuas by might have been mikzas, you could be megalgal on me. Swear that it was Nansa.
We don't know such a thing that you don't need to say the thing of Shvuas HaShomrim.
That's what I'm saying. The Torah doesn't have to tell us this thing. We always say there are three Shvuas that arise. Therefore, may the mixer Shvuas HaShomrim and then there's Gilgul Shvuah. I don't need these three according to Rambam Chama. All I need is the Zeidacha, which has nothing to do with this Gemara. And then one of these two, let's say, might have been mixas, and Gilgul Shvuah. And I'll know if every case of Maida B'Mikzas is also a case of Shvuas HaShomrim, and every case of Shvuas HaShomrim is also a case of Maida B'Mikzas, it's all one mixed parsha. So just tell me Maida B'Mikzas, and then I'll know that every Maida B'Mikzas you swear on the other animal for because of Gilgul Shvuah.
You wouldn't know that Maida B'Mikzas is Chayiv, right? Maida B'Mikzas is not, it's only Chayiv this Shvuas HaShomrim as well. I don't even know the fact that we need both. So it's not like you're having two different.
Tell me that in this case, where I have the three paras, I swear on the one which I'm denying. Just tell me that. It is talking in that case. Rambam Chama says that's the case that it's talking about.
How do I know that? Because the parsha has both of them. And the
well, that's the case that the Torah is illustrating, according to him. The Torah is illustrating this case, however the Gemara Torah is spelling it out.
No.
But it doesn't have to tell me two shvuas, it should spell it out without this whole new parsha. So let the Torah spell out a case where I'm a Maida B'Mikzas and I'm tying a p'tur on Shmira. But the Torah is Megalatas, there's a parsha of Shulis HaShomrim. What do you mean when you're
partner? The Shulis HaShomrim, all three parshas over there, is showing the whole Gemara, go back to telling you when you're partner.
Then when it's partner, but this, we learn out of a pasuk that there's such a thing as Shulis HaShomrim.
But you know, hang on when you're high, when you're partner.
So let me just tell me, Shemachinim is partner, Gnei Vavena, and Einzim, Shemachinim is partner, and Einzim. That I know. Swearing? Swearing could be Alf Gabul Shvuah. Who says that's to be Alf Gabul?
Now
it's all one parasha. It's all mixed in the Torah, combined into one parasha.
It's not combined into one parasha.
I mean, the other shomrim, Well, however we do it anyway. How do we combine it now? The point is that the Torah in giving us the information that there's such a thing as the Shvua, whether the Torah would have to word it differently or not, but the Torah doesn't have to create a parsha Shvua Sashayna. Okay, it's good. Okay. The this kasha, the Ritva asks, and the Yisrael Shem derived it, and the Shita brings it. To answer this, I said, Raivin answers, it's an afkamina, if he's Michael, the Shvus might have been. If sometimes you go to a Shimer and he denies one, you say, forget it, you're Michael. If you're Michael the Shvua, then you have to know there's a separate parsha for Sashayim. That's how the Raivin answers. That's such a swear. He doesn't have to swear in the Bait of a Mikzas, animal, because that he was Michael, but he starts to swear in Shvus Sashayim. It's a Raivin's Teretz, it's a good Teretz, but it makes the Torah is only talking in a very narrow case. We spoke out, when we learned Gilgul Shvua on Dalet Amud Aleph, I spoke out three different Machlokes Rishayim, maybe I spoke out one or three, but three different machlokes say Rishayim by Gilgul Shvua. I mentioned to you then, so it's not the main sugya, we're not going to go into each one. We should have a idea, there are three in Yonim that the Rishayim talk about. And I'll speak out all three again, and each one of these three would turn out that like one shita, the kasha is answered. Lamash. One thing we talked about is that there are Rishayim that hold that you say mitoich she'ena yechalish b'mishalim, if someone refuses to swear, he pays. Only by the three shvua d'araises, et echad, maide b'miktsas, and shos ha'shaymer. By gilgul shvua, you don't say mitoich. If you go with that shita, by gilgul shvua, you don't say mitoich. Then the ritva's kash is answered. Why was this kasha? Why do I need Shvus HaShemer for to learn out of Gilgul Shvua? If I would learn out of Gilgul Shvua, I would have said if he refuses to swear, he doesn't pay. You don't say Mitaich. So I need a Pasha Shvus HaShemer to tell you that if he refuses to swear, he does pay. I think it's a very Pasha. But Rav Stam doesn't hold that way, so he has the kasha. We had another Machlokes Rishayim by Gilgul Shvua. The Rambam said, Gilgul Shvua, let's say I have a din Torah with you, and you have to swear to me. Does Bezdin, that Bezdin throws the Gilgul Shvua on you? Or only if I'm Teveyayit? The Rambam said, Gilgul Shvua is only if I ask for it. If I say, oh, you're swearing on this, I'm Teveyayit to swear. The Rambam said Gilgul Shvua is not something Bezdin puts on the person. The Teveya has to put it on the person. And if the Teveya is not Teveya, then Bezdin doesn't say Gilgul Shvua. Rosh, Mufi Yosef, others argued. They said, no. We learn Gilgul Shvua out of Saita, Amen, Amen. And there you do it no matter what. But the Rambam held, you only do Gilgul Shvua if someone's Teveya the Shvua. Like the Rambam, we can answer the Ritva's kasha. Ritva's kasha is, why do you need Shvus HaShemer for? Typically, it's a Gilgul Shvua. So I can answer it. It will be out Gilgul Shvua. You would only have to swear if the Teveya says, oh, I want to be with Gilgul Shvua. You only need Teveya. If he's an Amoretz, he doesn't know there's such a thing as Gilgul Shvua. Then you wouldn't be Teveya. Then you wouldn't swear. So therefore, the Torah had to write a Parsha Shvus HaShemer to tell you Bezdin imposes the Shvua. It's something that Bezdin puts on him. Oh, so now, Yitaka, the Ritva's Kasha is answered. There's a big difference if it would be Gilgul Shvua or it would be a new Parsha Shvus HaShemer. The third Machlokes we spoke out was the following case. If I'm Teveya you, din Torah with an Eid Echad over, let's say, 5 hours. You say, you don't owe me, I have an Eid Echad, you owe me 5 hours. Now I'm being begalgal, more Shavuos on you. So what do you say? you know what? I'll give you the $5. I'll be off the hook with the original shvuah, and I'll be off the hook with all the others. Over $5, I'm not going to swear on everything else. The person wants to say such a thing. You know, on the ikar shvuah, I'll pay, and let me get off the hook with everything else. So again, we spoke out, I think it was the Mechaber, that there's a machlokes. Does that work? Can I just say I'll pay the main thing and I'm on off the hook with the rest? So the Mechaber sheet, I believe, was that you could do it. You could say, you know what, I'll give you the money for the original shvuah and I'm off the hook with the gilbert. So according to that Mechaber sheet, that by Gilgul Shvuah, if you pay off the main Shvuah, you don't have to swear the Gilgul Shvuah. The third lady answered the Ritzvah's cash. What was the Ritzvah's cash? Who needs Shvuah Sashayimrim? Let's tape it later, Gilgul Shvuah. Vaitet's answer. If I'll Gilgul Shvuah, the person will have an option. He'll say, you know what? I'll pay for the Maida B'Mitzvah's one. And I'll be off the hook with the, I won't have to swear on the Shavuos, on the second one. So the Torah was megalitas. No, the Parsha Shavuos HaShemrim. It's an independent fear to swear. And just by paying on the Maida B'Mikdas animal doesn't get you off the hook for the second Shavuos. So this is a third, each of these three machlokes that we spoke out. So in this case, no, the case is you come here to them. I tell you, one animal, I'll pay. One, it never happens. And one, I'm anonymous. Then Bez didn't pass. But no, I'm claiming to be potter. Just when Bez is b'chayim yishvua, I'm saying I'd rather pay than swear. So if I say I'd rather pay than swear, that doesn't knock me off of this. Then I'm going to have to say it on both animals. If I say I'd rather pay than swear on one, I'm still chayim the other shvua.
And you're saying that it wasn't that I wasn't
anonymous. No. I'm claiming I'm anonymous. But I'd rather pay than swear. Right? That's the whole case of the Mechaber. I'm saying I'm really potter. Mechaber Yishvui, Mechaber other Shvuas. I'd rather pay than swear. That gets me off the hook. The Ritva doesn't bring any of these three to Ritzin. Must be the Ritva and the Ravid on all three things holds like the other Shita. Holds like the Shita that it won't be Maturitz. Each of these three is Maturitz according to one of the two Shitas. In each shayla, and the Rabban and Rajba also has the kash. So must be the Rabban, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Ravid. All in all, these three machlokes in the whole like the other side. That's not Maturitz. So otherwise, Maturitz Pashut. Each of these three Turutzim, I think, is solid. I think I'm saying it, so I think it. I think it's a solid Teretz. Seems that they didn't hold like this sheet is. And therefore they didn't say this. Rakapanu would be answered. Okay. So that's Gimel Paris. Let's go on to the next piece of Gemara, Toshma. You all know this is a Toshma on which Rabchia? Is it Toshma on Rabchia Kamais? Did you have such a Gemara? That it goes. It has one sugya, the second sugya goes back to the first sugya. So Pash Pshat the Gemara is because the second sugya came in Derech Agav. That is, it said Tanatuna. The Tanatuna must be going in the second Rabchia. So it's the style of the Gemara. Then when it gets into Derech Agav, it gets carried away with the Derech Agav. And then it comes back to the original sugya. So that's certainly Pash Pshat the Gemara. Why the Gemara, I think the Rashba says such a thing. Now why did the Gemara wait why did it now comes back to the first one? So the Rashba says, because it was a blot ago. But it got into this, Derech Agat, Tanatuna, Yidach Derechia. So maybe now it's finishing up the original sugi. That's Pashup Pshat. About it, if we could have a more smooth Pshat, it would be better. And we'll see, maybe we will have it. Let's see. Tony Avua, the Rebbe Apaturiki, with Reb Chia Kamais. The first Reb Chia was no Machlaikis, right? The second Reb Chia was no Machlaikis or Sheshis. We're going to the first Reb Chia. What was the first Reb Chia? That Haidah said that makes you into Shlus Maida Benikta, so Makavachai. Let's see the case. Manali Biyatva. Falloi Merein Lacha Biyadi Klum. Vay de mi de mei se shesh bi ode khamish zos. Mam ish rab chiyas keis. Eidim say he owes 50. Yachl yishba'al ha-shar. I would think you swear on the other 50. The 50 the Eidim achayiv you pay. The 50 the Eidim are not talking about, you should have to swear. Tamad laimer al-kol ha-veda shi'a v'kiyuza. Al-aidos piv ato machayivoy. Yi ato machayivoy al-aidos Eidim. You'll see in a minute, we learned this from Zach, he was Zach, that only in this case you swear by Hidos Piv. But yeah, to Machai by Yalai Dos Eidim. Mamish, Befeirish, not like Rav Chiya. So it's a Tiyufta Rav Chiya? It's a Tiyufta on the first Rav Chiya. So Zat the Gemara, has Nisa Karamas Alei Dos Rav Chiya? You're asking a kasha on Rav Chiya from a brisa. Rav Chiya tanahu upalik. How many people are there that are on Meiran and that have a din of tanahu upalik? How many? Huh? Only two. Shinal Klal and Shas. The only two people in all of Shas that the Gemara says tanahu upalik, Rav Chiya and Rav tanahu upalik. There are two people the Gemara says beferish lav tanahu upalik. And that's Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon. They're all the same generation. So the Gemara says Shmuel is Lav Tano Palik. Rabbi Yechonon is Lav Tano Palik. They can't argue. About later generations, it doesn't have to say. Me and you, that were not Tano Palik. And even Abai and Rav, they were later. But Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yechonon were all from one Kufa. So Rav is Tano Palik, Rabbi Chiya is Tano Palik. But that's it. There's no other Amora who we say Tano Palak, that could argue with Bryces. So I must have mentioned in the previous years, the Rav Yaakov Kasha, I heard once from Rav Yaakov, he has the Kasha, the Gemara says Rav Tano Palak, and the Gemara says Rav Yechanan Lav Tano Palak, and the Gemara has a Klal, Rav Rav Yechanan Halachak Rav Yechanan. How do you make the three klalim shtim? Right, Rav Tano Palik, and Rav Yechon is not a Tano Palik. And Rav Rav Yechon, I love Rav Yechonon. It's good cash, you know. So three rules, they don't seem to work out. So I heard this from Rav Yaakov at least twice when he was speaking out of Levaya. What does it have to do with Levaya? Huh? So certain people speak of Levaya, that has nothing to do. But Rabbi Yaakov spoke had to do with Levaya. Because Rabbi Yaakov's teretz was a klal. He said that sometimes the Gemara says somebody is charef tfei, the halacha is like him. Rabbi Yaakov and Rav, I don't have chazal shat stuff. Rabbi Yaakov was, they call him smarter, I don't know what, than Rav, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov. But the rule of when you're a Tana, when you're an Amora, has to do with tkufis and klal Yisrael. A certain tkufa, it was closed. That tkufa was when Rebbe finished Mishnayos, he sent, so to speak, the Mishnayos to the printer, or whatever they did in his days. He finished writing Mishnayos, he said, finished. At that point, it ended the tkufas hatanoim. And after that, it's not because no one could be smarter later, but the tkufa is finished, and you can't argue with a tana. Later, there's a tkufas amirayim. At a certain point, Ravina Rav Ashi finished writing the Gemara. Finished. A Rishon can't argue with a Gemara. Rishonim went to a certain point and finished at a certain point, and Achachon can't argue with a Rishon. That idea we try to learn out of a pasuk. Yaakov said we learn out of the pasuk at the end of Masay. The pasuk says Elu Ela Hadvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Eilad varim." Till here, that's it. When we finish writing the Chumash, no navi could be mechadish a new mitzvah. A navi could tell me Musar, a navi could be megala, pratim, but ein navi rishay lechadish davar me'ata. Such a thing as closing a tekufa. So Rabbi Yaakov was speaking at these levayas. He was talking about how certain gedolim after the war are the last of Yenet Tkufa. Of a certain Tkufa that ended with World War II and it started now. He didn't say nobody could argue with someone before World War II. But he was talking about the idea of Tkufas. That was his part. Anyway, that's a zayka d'yadiya. It's got a nice kasha. You can catch somebody. Certain people you catch off guard with any kasha, but here you can catch a talmid chacham off guard. Somebody who knows these klalim. It's a valid kasha. So Yaakov's part was that Rav lived yet. He was mechadish chidushim in a previous tekufa. Rav Chiya was mechadish chidushim in a previous tekufa. These are times. After that was closed, Shmuel was not mechadish till later. Rav Yaakov was not mechadish till later. They can't argue. Rather, Rav Yaakov answered the kasha. You'll find sometimes a Gemara that Gemara Rav Chiya says something, and it brings a brisa, and it'll say to you after Rav Chiya. It won't say Rav Chiya Tanu Pal. Or Rav will say something, it'll bring a brisa. Say to you after the Rav. Why did the Gemara answer Rav Tanu Pal? So Rav Yaakov said, because it's all in the Tekufis. Whatever he was mechadish during Tekufis Hatanoim has a din tana. What is mechadish later on in his life, could be he was smarter later. Could be he was more mistam. He got smarter as he lived on. Whatever is mechadish later in his life, that is no din of Tanu Palik on the later period. And there the Gemara says to Yofta, and you and I don't know what he was mechadish when, but the Gemara, in dealing with it, the Gemara had the idea. Anyway, the Gemara says Tanu Palik, of a hakra kama. The brisa brings a pasik. Ahulu ma'ida b'miktos ataynu. Vavuad rabba paturiki amalach sivhub sivzeh. Two limudim. One for ma'ida b'miktos. One to exclude. Zeh to exclude Aden. So the chayri is right. Yeah, two psukim. V'ida chad l'ma'ida b'miktos ataynu. Who comes for ma'ida b'miktos? Chad l'ma'ida b'min hataynu. So here, yeah, halfkar. What do we learn from who, and what do we learn from zeh? Ki hu zeh. From who? No machlekes. We learn out. By the mitzvah says, zeh is a miut. So according to who? Help me out. According to Avu Adreba Paturiki, we learn out from zeh to mimayir eidim. According to Rav Chiya from Zeh, we learn to be memayit that if it's not memina taina, there's no parsha ma'ida b'miktas. Idach ma'ida taina, idach ma'ida taina. Leslay savakir gamliel tanechita ma'ida b'sarim potter. As I started saying on this Gemara, is a Nachlas David on the Gemara in the Beis Halevi is the same kashin sinu mem aleph. But in order to understand their kasha, we have to be magdim taisvus. Taisvus hayde b'sairim potter, very short taisvus, and there's a lot about it. Taisvus basically brings a gemara. Hayde b'sairim potter, af min hasairim, k'demuchach shili amidich, chidish otzu. What's the case? Now listen carefully. You say I owe you $100 worth of chitim. I say no, I only owe you a pound of sair. Obviously, what I'm made is less than what I say. I mean, so you always say I owe you $100 worth of chitim. I say no, I owe you 1 pound of sair. It's only worth $5. That's all I owe you. If you asked me, I would say okay, at least pay the sair. If you find the sair, at least pay the sair. So Tay says, no, from the Gemara we see, here, your Tevei Ami, I owe you a bushel of chitin. I say, I owe you a pound of sairim. I don't have to pay you the pound of sairim. Why? I don't have to pay you. Huh? He's. Alright, the Gemara doesn't say the words, he's vital. I say, it's a machlaikis rishayim, why you're potter. Rashi learns that the reason I'm potter on the siren is because you are Michael the siren. When you took me to Bezdin, and in Bezdin you say I owe you X, you're really saying that I owe you X, everything else I'm Michael. Otherwise, why weren't you tevei me both? It doesn't cost more money in Bezdin to be tevei both. You should have said, I owe you $100 worth of chitim plus $5 worth of siren. The fact that you are not tevei me is a mechila, Rashi learns. Tremendous kiddush. It's an assumed mechila. And since mechila works without kinyanim, right? If I'm mechila, you have to make a kinyan. If I'm mechila, it's all over. As soon as I'm mechila, my heart, it's over. So I don't have to pay you the siren. Not what the pasuk is teaching you. That's what we're going to get to with the Nachos David's Kasha. Okay? That's what we're going to get to. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But obviously, until we get to Nachos David, we have to go through. There are three shitas of Rishonim. Why I'm potter. Rashi shita is because of Mechil. The Ramah, Ramea HaLevi, the Ramah learns that when I said Amoida, I owe you Sairim, I later Katayna Mishata Yisibach. I was joking. Because it's a derech of a person. You come out of nowhere and you claim I owe you $100. I owe $100 for Chitim? Yeah, sure, I owe you Sairim. I could say that when I was Maida the Sairim in Besdin, I was ridiculing you. You wanted $100 worth of Chitim? I said, yeah, I owe you $5 worth of Sairim. Later, I could claim Yishata Yisibach. And that's why I'm putter from the Sairim. There's a big nafkamina. According to this Ramei Alevi, according to Ramah, it's only if I take a say Mishata Yisi. See, normally, on a Tain and Bezdin, you can't say Mishata. Which is why nobody, the other Rishayim don't like Ramei, the Ramah's Shita. Ramah holds that you could say Mishata Yisi, Bach, when it's something you're not even today on me. Because I consider it obvious I don't owe you Sairi. So in such a case, the person would be Mishata. The third Shita is the Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh. That this is a case of Haidah Keneged Haidah. It's similar to Rashi, but not the same. Rashi uses the word Mechil. The Rambam and the Rosh say, if you're Tevea Michitim, you're Maida, I don't owe you Sairim. It's not a new Mechila, it's a Haidah. You're being Maida, you don't owe me Sairim. I'm being Maida, I do owe you Sairim. What's the din in such a case? Two people come to bed. You say that I don't owe you something, and I say I do owe you. We usually have such dinner time in Bezdin, right? I say you don't owe me, you say you do owe me, what do we do? What? I have to think about that might be a good kasha, but 1 second. You say your maida that you do that I don't owe you sayyim, not maida, I do owe you sayyim. So after Rush and the Rambam, that's Haidah Neged Haidah. Haidah, Neged Haidah, what's it in? Bezdin is not Mechayiv me. Bezdin has Haidah's Baldin Kenegim. Meidim say that I do well, Meidim say I do well, so Bezdin leaves me off the hook. These are the three Shitas of Rishayim. And in order to deal with the Nachlas David, you have to know these three Shitas of Rishayim. Now, Bezdin is mentioning that this with the Chayra, this last Shita, the Chayra is a Stira, to Marie Ben Lev, I don't even think about it, that we spoke out that Haidah Spaldin Kemeya Eidim creates a new Eschaivus. The Chayra, if Haidah Spaldin creates a new Eschaivus, certainly in Bezdin should create a new Eschaivus. So then when I'm Maita B'Sairim, it should create a new Eschaivus. And this would seem to be, it's a Bekasha. Unfortunately, it's 12:45, I have time to think about it. But sorry, it's a good Kasha. Tomorrow, on the agenda, we're going to do the Nachlas David Yitz Hashem tomorrow. And I hope we'll have time. We're going to start on Reya. We'll hope to start the next week.